Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 358, stanzas 1, 3, and 4. When in his might the Lord arose to set us free, and Zion was restored from her captivity, in transports then of joy and mirth, and we praised the Lord of all the earth. 1, 3, and 4 of Psalter 358.
scripture reading for this afternoon will be in the Acts of the Apostles and thereof chapter 2, beginning with verse 21. But first we read the 12 articles of our undoubted Catholic Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Acts chapter 2, beginning with verse 21. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope. Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God hath sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and in breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Thus far.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Lord of heaven and of earth, and we have heard out of thy holy word that thou didst add unto the church daily such as should be saved. And the world has not yet come to its end, and we are permitted to gather once again upon thy holy day. There remain also those who should be saved. There remain yet those who are lying in their natural state, and yet who are elected by thee. They are those whom thou hast loved from a never begun eternity, and yet lying in a state of death, lying under the bonds of sin and iniquity, unable to deliver themselves from that spiritual death under which they have come, which power is greater than all the power of a man, which does dictate also to his very will, so that there is not a threat of a desire or a longing in truth after thee, the true and the living God. And thou didst add them to thy church every day. Oh, thou still addest unto thy church even today. But then what wilt thou do? It is even as we have read, that the hearts were pricked. Oh, we beseech thee, and that it may take place also in the midst of us, and that the hearts may be pricked even in this afternoon hour, and that it does not lie in the desires and the will of a man, for it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Then when there is a spiritual death, then there is no power in that death. Oh, that thou may give a cry from under it, for thou knowest where we are, each and every one, in this very afternoon hour. And we go day by day closer to our long, to our eternal home. And the concerns, they are not in our hearts by nature, but must be wrought, must be worked, must be renewed by thee. O Lord, thou who art able, for we have heard in these moments that thou hast risen from the dead, and that thou hast been placed on the right hand of power. From this thy high and holy place, thou dost send forth thy Holy Spirit. We beseech thee also that thou may remember us in this very day. Is it not around thy holy word of truth that we may gather? And then it is true That every accusation we have coming against ourselves, for we are not a people that deserve anything but to be cast away from Thee. For Thou knowest what lives within our hearts and what comes forth from moment unto moment. Lord, then it is only Thee, and it is only from Thy side that there is any possibility for any one of us. Oh, then we beseech Thee, who has all the power in heaven and in earth, and who has also the will, and that Thou art able to do it. Oh, we beseech Thee that Thou may remember us and our dear children. And wilt Thou take us by heart and by hand, who do serve with all our might, soul, and strength this world and everything that soon will be perishing. Oh, that we may receive eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to understand. For there is a river, the streams whereof they make glad the city of God. Oh, that we also may be made hungry, that we may be made thirsty, that we may be given to desire to drink from those waters, which will be to everlasting life. Lord, that Thou mayst so feed also Thy own children. For Thou must renew what Thou hast begun. For there is not one that is able to keep himself in that faith. And then it is necessary to be kept by the power of God unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And then it is necessary also to experience that we have no power on our own side time and again, and that there may be a need for Thy only begotten Son, and also for that Holy Spirit to renew what Thou hast begun. Lord, we beseech it of Thee for the sake of Thy church. Oh, could it be even in the midst of us a remnant, a people that have a new life, maybe among the children, parents, or the older ones. Wilt Thou grant instruction more and more in that truth? And then we must learn to become less and less and nothing, and that Thou may become more and more and everything. And then it is a way so against our flesh. Then we cannot deliver ourselves from those wretched and those sinful desires. We are as sheep that are continually going astray, and then we cannot keep ourselves for one moment. But we beseech Thee for Thy keeping grace and Thy instruction, that Thy word may be a lamp unto our feet and a light upon our path. Lord, do look upon us, each and every one, young and old, when there are also those that are afflicted and sick or in the hospitals. Thou knowest where that they are. Each and every one that has difficulties of the mind or of the body. Lord, then we beseech Thee, because Thou art that great physician and can not only heal the soul, but Thou art also able to heal the body. Oh, give them then a cry to Thee in all the needs and wants and cares of this life, which can be so many. Those that do become old, widows, widowers, and orphans also. Those that are in the nursing home, Thou knowest each one and the places where that they are. Those that may commemorate special events, Thou knowest where that they are also this day. Oh, that Thou may bless also these means, because they are milestones, and they do speak to us upon our short journey, which is as a shadow here below, as a vapor that soon will pass away. Look Thou upon those that hope to be united in a holy matrimony, in the week that is to come. Lord, we beseech thee for them together, and that thou may grant unto them what is necessary to make those most solemn vows which are before them, and that we also may be witnesses thereof. So much coming against it from the outside and from the inside in the days in which we live. But wilt thou thyself preserve them? And wilt thou supply for all those that do travel in these weeks and months? Thou knowest the going to and fro over this world. Lord, that thou would give traveling mercies to each and every one, protecting us in the home and by the way, for thou alone art able to do so. Also those who hope to travel to the land of Israel in the week to come. Lord, wilt thou watch over and protect them in this journey? And wilt thou bring them safely unto us and unto their loved ones once again? And could it please thee also to bless that which they hope to do? Wilt thou remember that nation? For thou knowest what they have turned away from. Thou knowest that they have rejected thee. And that which we hope to consider in this afternoon hour, then they do not receive it. Lord, that thou wouldst open their poor blind eyes and give them to see and to believe, that they may receive thy truth and that they may receive gladness in their hearts more than in the time that their corn and their wine does increase. Wilt thou look upon us as a nation and people, O Lord, that thou thyself may turn us again to thy law and to thy testimonies. Oh, that thou wouldst not deal with us according to our many, many sins. And thou knowest all those that rule and reign over us. Lord, bring them upon their knees before thee. And wilt thou drive them to that place with that overwhelming feeling that they have no other place to go. Wilt thou grant also unto those who sit upon the judgment seats that thy law may take hold of their hearts, that they may know what true judgment is, and that they may be given to condemn the wicked, and to release those that are innocent. Wilt thou be with all that are in the prisons? Remember all those that are handicapped in this world in mind and body, those that do suffer from addictions and other afflictions which are known unto thee. Remember all those who have children who know no longer come under thy truth. Lord, that thou thyself may look upon them in this day, when thou by thy Spirit didst come in that day of Pentecost, and not only to that Jewish nation, but also to those who were afar off. Lord, that thou may remember them, convincing of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment, and leading them with us with weeping and supplications. Do look upon the fruit of the land in the places wherein we dwell. Could it please thee to send rain from the skies, that there may be a growth in the fields, and that we may be gladdened by thy deeds, that those that are hungry and thirsty also over the length and breadth of this world, all that are naked and all that are destitute, that thou may look upon them, and wilt thou supply with a cry to heaven and with an ear to hear, Lord, wilt thou supply. Look upon us in this afternoon hour, and we are to gather around thy word of truth again. Lord, we beseech thee once again for help from above, that we may be led into thy truth and have received the ability to bring it forth with all clarity and wisdom. And could it please thee to shoot an arrow from thy heavenly quiver, and that it may be from our side at a venture, and but from thy side directed to between the joints of the harness. We ask it in the forgiveness of all our sins, for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 176, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. O God, to us thy mercy, show mercy, and bless us in thy grace. Cause thou to shine upon us the brightness of thy face, that so thy way most holy on earth may soon be known, and unto every people thy saving grace be shown. We announce once again Mr. Juan Vandenbosch and Miss Alana Outshorn hope to be united in holy matrimony this coming Friday, May the 29th at 12:30 p.m. here in the Fort McLeod Church. Lawful objections must be brought to the attention of the consistory. And the last collection today is for the North American General Mission. Psalter 176, all the stanzas. beloved congregation, we began in this morning to speak to you out of the Word of God concerning the last days. And then we have heard something of the characteristics of those last days, that they would be days wherein the Lord, He was pouring forth of His Holy Spirit. And we heard also something of that warning which was coming to that people in those last days, because it was a people that had lifted themselves up with all the blessings that they had received from the Lord. But with all of those blessings, then we see also how that so many of them have perished. Because if we read about the destruction of Jerusalem, then we have to say that there were so many of those people that have perished in that Jerusalem with a false hope. They were waiting for something. They were looking for something. But that which they were waiting for, that which they were looking for, was never actually promised unto them. And thus, what a thing that is to go to the end of our life and to have a hope. We hear that from people sometimes that may say, I have a hope. I have an expectation. And we need a hope, congregation. We need an expectation. But what is that hope? What is that expectation? Because we can see that many have perished with a hope and expectation, and that was not on a right foundation. What a solemn thought. We promised, and that we would, with the Lord's help, finish with our third thought in this afternoon hour. And that is an encouraging promise concerning the last days. And we find that in the last verse that we had read to you this morning. That is Acts 2, verse 21. Acts 2, verse 21. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So far the words of our text, an encouraging promise concerning the last days. And we want to see this in two thoughts. First, to whom that this promise is made. And second, upon what this promise is made. An encouraging promise concerning the last days, to whom and upon what this promise is made. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thus, to whom is it made? You say that is a promise that is made. It says here to whosoever. Who is that? Whosoever. Who is now included in that word? Whosoever. Because we have said that to you lately, children, then we must know. If a promise is made, then we need to hear our own name. Because if we do not hear our own name in that promise, then there is no hope for us and there is no expectation for us in that promise. And so it is also with this promise. Then it is made here, we read, to whosoever. Who is speaking here? We heard it, that is Peter. And Peter, he is speaking out of the Word of God that was in that time, the Old Testament Scriptures. And he is speaking the Word of the Lord by the prophet Joel long ago already. And then we have heard that Peter, he was speaking about the last days, that is, over against the former days. And he was saying how that shall be now. How that will be in the last days. How that it was not in the former days. What will now be the difference? And when he says what that difference will be, then he says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thus, what does he say that difference is? That difference with the former day with which that they were so accustomed. Wherein is that difference? That difference that is in that one word. That is that word, whosoever. Thus, how was that in the former days? Well, we heard something of that. Because in the former days, it was not whosoever. No, in the former days, and then that covenant that was made with Abraham and his seed. And yes, that has widened, and that covenant that was now established with that nation, that people of Israel. And this is now how it has been for 4,000 years. That was the church of that day. That was the expectation of that people. That is why Ruth, our children, know what she has said. What did she say? She said, thy people, my people, thy God, my God. Do you say that to boys and girls? Why does she say that? Thy people, my people. Well, that was so natural because it was in the first place in her heart, thy God, my God. But how was it in that time? Then it was necessary for her, and she understood that necessity that she would become one of that people because it was the God of that people. And then there was only one way for that God to be her God, and that is that she should become one of that people of the Lord. That was the way of that time. That was the way of proselytism. Then it was necessary to become a Jew. Then it was necessary to join that nation, to become a proselyte, in order that they may be the recipients of the promises of the Lord, the promises that were made unto that nation. That is why Ruth, she was so astonished when she did receive such a kind word from Boaz. Why, what did she say? She says, because I am not like unto one of thine handmaidens. She says, I am an outsider. I do not belong to them. Are there also outsiders here that do not belong? What was the way of that time? When the Lord Jesus sent his disciples in the very beginning to preach, then what did he say to them? He said, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go ye unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. What did the Lord say to that Canaanitish woman? Oh, she called on the name of the Lord. She said, O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. And what do we read? We read that he answered her not a word. What is that? That is congregation. That is that she has to experience what it is to be an outsider. Because was not this the way of every nation that was outside of that nation of Israel? Then there was no word from the Lord to that people. And now we can read of that woman that the disciples, they are saying to the Lord Jesus, send her away. And the Lord Jesus answers them and he says, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. What did that woman do? She cried to him again. She called to him again. She says, oh Lord, she says, help me. And he says, it is not meet, it is not fit, it is not a suitable thing to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. He says, you are a Gentile. You are a Canaanite. You are a stranger to the covenants of promise. That word was not reserved for you. It was not set out for you. It is not unto you. Did he finally help her? Yes. Why is that? Oh, it was a foreshadowing. It was a foreshadowing of something which was soon, very, very soon to come. To come in the last days. We see that here and there already, even in the Old Testament. Already. At the birth of Christ, our children know that those wise men, they have come and they have bowed the knee before the Lord Jesus. That was also a foreshadowing. Then we can see in that, and that there is a new time coming. Those that are not belonging unto that nation of Israel, and they are bowing the knee before that great king. And now Joel in the Old Testament, Peter says he has already prophesied just of this thing. He says there is a new time coming. And there is a different time coming. There is a time coming when there will be no difference between the peoples in the earth. The Apostle Paul, he has written to the Romans that the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed, because he says there is no difference between the Jew or the Greek. For that same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever, he says, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thus, we see a great widening. We see a great removal of the limitations. Limitations that the Lord Himself has set, so that there is an inclusion as there has never been before in the history of that whole world. That was one of the most difficult things for that Jewish nation to understand and to receive. Peter himself is speaking here, and Peter understood it so well. But when it came in a practical manner, then it was even difficult for him. because we can read that the Lord is appearing to him, and then he sees all manner of beasts, and the Lord says to him, Peter, rise, kill, and eat. But Peter says, not so, Lord, for I have not eaten anything that is common or unclean. Three times the Lord has to speak to Peter and to make Peter to understand in a very practical way what his task is to do. And when he returns, after he has gone in unto Cornelius and he comes back to Jerusalem, then we find there are those there who are accusing him. They say, you have gone in unto one who was uncircumcised. You ate with him. What did Paul say to Timothy? He says that God will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. We read elsewhere that he says that Christ, he is the Savior of all men. They are words that are so misused, young people. So misused. Because there are those who would like to say that that is a proof of universal redemption. Then you see that Christ, he loves all men. He has desired to save each and every person in the world. So that the Lord desires to save every particular person. And then it is only that rebellion that is living in your own heart that is standing in the way. Thus, the Lord, he sits as a weak one upon his throne. And man in his rebellion is stronger than the Lord, able to resist the callings of the Lord. Which callings they come to man, they say only in an outward way. But it is not so. It is not according to the Scriptures. It is not according to the context of the Scriptures. Especially when we understand the time in which that they are written. They are written indeed in the last days. In those days where it was there was a great change coming in the form of that covenant. Where that people needed to be instructed. And that God so loved the world. Yes. Not only that Jewish nation, but all the nations of the world. That word was going out to not each and every particular person in that world. No. But that it was a love that was extending beyond the barriers. And that were in the time of the shadows of that Old Testament. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And then Peter, he is not only speaking about it, but the Lord is giving on this very special day of Pentecost even an actual sign of it. Because what do we read? We read, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Other tongues of the Parthians and the Medes and Elamites and dwellers in Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, etc. In all those languages, speaking about the wonderful works of God, thus the very sign by which these people, they were all amazed. And then they are asking, what does this mean? What meaneth this? That is a good question. Why? Because it had a great meaning. The fact that their mouths were opened in so many different languages. Why are they so amazed? They are amazed because for the first time. And so against their expectations, the Lord, He is including those who before were excluded. We heard there were Jews who were angry, probably Pharisees and scribes, in their pride, in their envy, they are mocking. And the apostle, he says, there is a judgment that is coming. But how is it now for all those strangers? Those strangers, who were they? Why were all those people in Jerusalem? Who were they? We read, they were devout men, Jews out of every nation under heaven. Thus, in the first place, many of them were probably dispersed Jews. Maybe their father or mother and mother, or their grandfather, their grandmother, they have been taken into captivity. Maybe long ago, when they were taken down into Egypt, for example, and now they're children. Oh, is that so of you also, young people? And their children, they have grown up in these different places, and that they are speaking the language of those places. And yet, far away, there is a desire in their heart. Far away, they have a desire for the Lord and for the people of the Lord. Can that be said also of us? And then not only dispersed Jews, but there are also probably so many proselyte Jews. That is, those who have indeed joined themselves. And they were not out of that Jewish nation, but they were complete strangers. And they have seen the blessedness of that people of the Lord. And in their love to the Lord and to His church, they have joined themselves. And they have gone through those ceremonial washings to become one of that Jewish nation. And then we read that they dwelt in Jerusalem. They dwelt there for what purpose? You say, well, it can be that some were there just for that day of Pentecost. But there were also among that Jewish nation at that time, and then it was seen out of that word of God how that that time of that Messiah that was so close. Those weeks that are spoken of by the prophet, they have been fulfilled. And then there was a general expectation of the coming of the Messiah. And thus there were those who have left their places. And they have come out of love to the Lord. And in expectation of that coming of the Messiah, they have come to dwell in Jerusalem. Oh, they are devout Jews. There is love in their hearts. They have gone through trial and tribulation to leave everything behind, to come and to dwell amongst that people of the Lord. But do you know what they had to experience there every day? They are outwardly one of that people. But every day they have to experience that it is not their native tongue. It is different with them. And now what? Now the Lord, He gives them to hear something. He gives them to hear those wondrous works of the Lord in their own tongue. That means that those people that they could hear it and that they could understand it in a way that likely they could not have understood otherwise. Congregation, did the Lord ever do so in your life? To give you a word, so to speak, in your own tongue, that you have come to hear that word as you have never heard that word before. And when the Lord has so given that those apostles may speak in the tongues of that people, then you understand that it is not that people that have alone joined themselves to the Lord, but they may experience something of how that the Lord Himself, He is including that people. Thus, they are brought in. They are brought in not by their own doing, not by their own working, but it is the Lord Himself that is extending Himself, as it were, to bring that people in, even in their own feelings, in their own heart. Is that not a reason for that people in a special way? Not just because of those apostles speaking in a miraculous way, no. Because man, he wants all those novel things. But here is now a people, those devout Jews that may be given to hear something so clearly of those wondrous works of God in their own language. Let us sing 442, 3 through 5. The Moor with the Philistine and the Tyrian shall soon, O Zion, throng thy holy gate. In gladsome strains will hear her sons relate, these all were born within the walls of Zion. 3, 4, and 5, the Psalter 442. encouraging promise concerning the last days, to whom that promise is made. Second, upon what that promise is made, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Peter, actually, at this point, he stopped short of quoting in that whole text, which later he refers to, because Joel, he says this, "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call." And we hear this come back later, and when Peter, he says to that people, he says, "The promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." Thus, we read two things. It is as many as the Lord shall call, and then we read of this, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord. Thus, this calling upon the name of the Lord, that is not only that a person is in an outward way, that he is praying and that he is calling upon that name of the Lord, but that is that this calling is a fruit of that irresistible calling of the Lord Himself, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Thus, that whosoever, that is not a person only that in any way prays in this world and calls on the name of the Lord, but the apostle, he is saying, and that it is belonging to all men who shall truly call on that name of the Lord, being irresistibly drawn by Him. Thus, that true church, he says, that true church that is going to be found all over that world, and they are going to learn by the power of that Holy Spirit to call on that name of the Lord. Did you ever learn so to call? That calling on the name of the Lord, it says that it is going to precede, it is going to come before their deliverance. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. They shall be saved not because of that calling, but they shall be saved upon that calling. The Lord said to Abraham that his seed would be strangers in the land of Egypt, and that he was going to bring them up again. That was many, many years before that has taken place. But how did that take place? Well, we know that the Lord brought that people to call upon the name of the Lord. Trial, tribulation, affliction, death. So that was from the side of that people, there was no more way, no more hope, but to call upon that name of the Lord. That their voice, their cry that is coming up into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord. Congregation, what man in this world calls on the name of the Lord? Do you call on the name of the Lord? By nature, we do not call on His name because we do not need Him. Because we are too proud to call on the name of the Lord. Because we are a son of Adam who has sought independence from the Lord. Let us be honest. When in the week that has gone by, how much have we needed Him? We do not call. How much stripping, how much emptying does the Lord not have to do before a man will call upon the name of the Lord? How the Lord has to take away everything in which he is trusting and in which he is resting before he will call on the name of the Lord. We do it all ourselves, children, right? You do it by yourself until you cannot do it. And then you ask your mother and your father. We are all the same. We are all the same. And the Lord, He has to teach us. He needs to instruct us. He needs to empty us. He needs to take everything away from us in order that we may call on the name of the Lord. Who do you read in the Bible has called on the name of the Lord? Well, we mentioned the children of Israel in Egypt under that oppression. Think about Peter. He will walk on the sea. And then he was not calling on the name of the Lord. But when he is sinking in that sea, then he says, Lord, save me. The lepers, they have called on the name of the Lord. That was in their leprosy. Man calls not until he is at his wit's end. Until that he is drawing nigh unto the gates of death. Just read Psalm 107. But what does the apostle now say? That the Lord, He is going to have people that are calling on the name of the Lord. We would say the Lord, He will have criers, He will have beggars. And He is now going to have them over every nation of the whole world. Because of that work of that Holy Spirit that is going to now break those bounds, and it is going to go forth unto every nation. And we heard in this morning about judgment for the mockers. But here is now the Lord declaring a promise for the beggars. It is congregation for that people that were on the outside of it for all that time. By the very law of the Lord, they were set outside. Are there such people in our midst? Are there those who are excluded? And how are you excluded? You say, maybe I am excluded by the very law of the Lord itself. It is that law. That law by which I am not able to enter into that kingdom of God. It is that law of the Lord Himself that is pronouncing the curse upon me. Is it therefore that you are excluded? Is it not man, but is it the Lord Himself that excludes you? Oh, this is now what Pentecost is all about. It is what it is all about. Because those apostles, and they are speaking in every language the wonderful works of God. And it is now about that great change. That great change of the Lord to include those who have been excluded. That is by His own law. That is a law that has been fulfilled. that has been fulfilled by His only begotten Son, and now it is proclaimed. Proclaimed without boundaries. The Lord opening His Word unto those who have never understood it. Is that you too? Never understood it. So that suddenly that Word that is receiving a place in the ears, and it is receiving an entrance into the heart of that people. Oh, is that not a wonder for such a people who are on the outside of it, who cannot understand and who cannot receive? But when the Lord Himself shows how that it is possible to include now such a people, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Shall be saved. Congregation, are you saved? Do you desire to be saved? What do you desire to be saved from? You say you speak about the end coming. I want to be saved from that. Say you speak about trials and tribulations and persecutions. I want to be saved from that. But do you desire to be saved from sin? Because that is now the salvation that the Lord He is speaking about by that prophet Joel. Oh, to be delivered. Not only from its consequences, but to be delivered from sin itself. That sin that is separating between God and my soul. And you say now, where is the hope to be delivered? Oh, that day of Pentecost that is fully come. That was the beginning of the last days. And we are near the end of the last days. But we are still in those last days. There was never a time in the history of the whole world that was better, young people, than our time. Do you believe that? No time in the history of the world that was better than the last days. Because it is a time which is the widest. It is the time which is the most inclusive of every dispensation that we can read of in the history of the world. Including every tongue. Including every people and every nation and also our own. Oh, there was a time. We have those this week, they hope to go to that nation of Israel. There was a time that it was necessary to join that nation of Israel. Oh, that is now no more. But the Lord says that whosoever shall call on that name of the Lord. Never was there a time in the history of the whole world that there were more people that were saved from sin than in the last 2,000 years. Than in the last days. Never was there an opportunity like is the opportunity in the last days. And congregation, will we still go lost? Will we still go lost? There is nothing more to be revealed. The Word of God that is now complete. It is proclaimed to us that it is not bound anymore. There is neither Jew nor Greek. And shall we still go lost? And why? Oh, because we will not call on that name of the Lord. Oh, the Lord, He makes that door, congregation, that is wide so open. Just before the end of the world. Just before that final dispensation of glory. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord. Is that your life? A beggar's life? A crier's life? A sigher's life? The Lord is not a respecter of persons. No, Manasseh, that wicked king. The Lord, by His Spirit, He made him a beggar. And he called on the name of the Lord. And he was saved. And that proud Pharisee Saul of Tarsus, with all his religion and his thinking that he did the Lord service in the destruction of the church of the Lord. And the Lord, by that same Spirit, has made that man a beggar and made him to call upon that name of the Lord in his wretchedness, in his misery, and he was saved. And that thief, oh, when there was nothing more, even in the very end of his life, then we can read how powerful, when the heart of a man is harder than another millstone, oh, that irresistible calling of the Lord to penetrate into the heart of such a man and to make him to call upon the name of the Lord. And he was saved. One by one, all they are being brought in. Everyone that is in that same simple way, by calling on that name of the Lord in wretchedness, in misery. Oh, and shall we go lost? Bunyan speaks of that mercy. Oh, that she was standing before the gate, and she thought forever on the outside. And then, what did she do? Oh, suddenly, as she gave that door a loud knock, so that they were surprised within, oh, the kingdom of heaven that suffereth violence. And the violent take it by force, that number that is quickly coming to its fruition, to its fullness. Well, at 144,000, oh, that house of the Lord congregation, that is filling up day by day as we go to the last day of the last days. The Lord delights not in burnt offering. He delights not in sacrifice. It is without money. It is without price. And therefore the poor also, and those who can bring nothing from their own sight, and they also are not included, not excluded. But the Lord, He says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, we need to be made a beggar because we will not. We see not our sin. We have no need, and we can sit in under thy word and go from this place and go on as we have come, unless thou callest us, unless thou stoppest us on our mad career, and thou makest us to call upon thy name. Oh, look on us. We have come to the end of the services upon thy holy day. Oh, we beseech thee for thy blessing. Be thou the after speaker. Send forth still thy Spirit. Be with us in the rest of this day. And wilt thou keep us from sinning against thee? and give that we may keep thy Sabbath day holy, and give an interest to read in thy word, and that which is based thereon, all that comes unto us also, in our own denomination, all that is written by thy servants. Lord, could it please thee to bless the labors. Be with us each one in the week that is to come. Keep from accident and danger, and supply in the needs of every household, and in the school, the teachers with the children. And wilt thou be with us when we gather in thy house? We ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen. 238, 2 and 3. Heathen lands and hostile peoples, soon shall come the Lord to know. Nations born again in Zion shall the Lord's salvation show. God Almighty, shall on Zion strength bestow. 2 and 3 of Psalter 238. the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessed.